Hi-ya! Ka-chow! Oh, wow! Yee!
Oh, hey, don't mind me. I'm just over here at Bulldog Kia slashing prices so you get the most out of your tax return, like a brand new 2021 Kia K5 LX that was $25,055 MSRP. But I knocked it down to only $22,900 with KMF bonus cash of $1,000 and a dealer discount of $1,155. That's a savings of $2,155.
Hi-ya!
Save more of your tax money when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia. All month long, I'll be cutting prices so you get a great deal on a new Kia. Come visit us in person on Atlanta Highway in Athens, next to Sam's Club, or online at BulldogKia.com. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. KMF bonus cash for those who qualify. Example stock number K21320. Must take delivery by March 1st, 2021. Taxes, tax, title, and fees not included. See dealer for details. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Hi-ya!
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, February the 22nd, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia. And tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Biden giving a gift to Russia, Trump speaking at CPAC, and the latest remarks from the Pope. The Biden regime's silence on adding new sanctions on Russia over its Nord Stream 2 project has generated pushback from lawmakers who argue the project is a, quote, gift to the Kremlin with devastating implications for U.S. national security and for the energy security of its European allies. A congressionally mandated report on the pipeline, released by the State Department on February the 19th, failed to mention new sanctions on Russia and also failed to mention Germany and other European entities that have been involved with the construction of the natural gas pipeline. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said of the report that it was startling to see Biden handing Putin a victory he has been building towards for over a decade. In other news, President Donald Trump, in his first public appearance since leaving the White House, will lay out an optimistic vision for America and focus on standing up to China, reviving U.S. manufacturing, dismantling the monopoly of big tech, reopening schools, and securing the border, among other topics. CPAC, the largest annual gathering of conservative activists, will take place in Orlando, Florida from February the 25th until the 28th. Trump will deliver his speech on the last day of the conference. Finally, Pope Francis on Saturday expressed his gratitude for the sacrifice of medical workers, especially those who have died in the coronavirus pandemic. The Pope said, quote, "The example of so many of our brothers and sisters who have risked their lives to the point of losing them inspires deep gratitude in all of us and is a cause for reflection." Our quote of the day comes from Saint Zita, "A servant is not holy if she is not busy." Coming up, our saint of the day, he was the apostle of the Gentiles. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Smell that? Mmm, just say the name, steak, and mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Mmm, good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana steak rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana steak rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to MikeChurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8777. two, three. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Our saint of the day is Saint Paul. Before receiving the name Paul, he was Saul, a Jewish Pharisee who zealously persecuted Christians in Jerusalem. Scripture records that Saul was present at the martyrdom of Saint Stephen. Saul's conversion took place as he was on his way to Damascus to persecute the Christian community there. As he was traveling along the road, he was suddenly surrounded by a great light from heaven. He was blinded and fell off his horse. He then heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He answered, "Who are you, Lord?" Christ said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Saul continued to Damascus, where he was baptized, and his sight was restored. He took the name Paul and spent the remainder of his life preaching the gospel tirelessly to the Gentiles of the Mediterranean world. Paul was imprisoned and taken to Rome, where he was beheaded in the year 67. He is buried in Rome in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. When the harsh winter weather caught into Oklahoma City recently, Tommy Kelly lit up his four-door Jeep Wrangler to fulfill his long-standing mission, providing the homeless community with food and shelter. It wasn't a simple task. In fact, it took tremendous effort from a man who was trying to make the most of his, quote, second chance at life since becoming sober 4 years ago. In 2017, Kelly started the foundation Someday Soon, which provides the homeless community with basic necessities and transportation to fulfill this very mission. After seeing reports that frigid temperatures were expected alongside snow and ice, Kelly had urged his social media followers to donate to his foundation so he could, quote, get as many coats, blankets, tents, and sleeping bags to our less fortunate as possible. It turns out he was able to do much more after the donations started to roll in. With $10,000 in donations and an extra $5,000 from his own pocket, Kelly was able to provide upwards of 30 people with a motel room or drive them to get a hot meal. Kelly also drove to stores and stocked up on blankets, jackets, gloves, hand warmers, tents, and sleeping bags to bring to homeless camps in the area. In some cases, Kelly would sit outside and eat with them, just to remind them that, quote, they are still human, and that, quote, someone out there cares, no matter what. Send us your news tips to ron@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.